What's up, everybody, and welcome back to the We Got Now podcast. These senior spotlights have been so good for the past 2 weeks. I've enjoyed having Hallie Allred, senior at Callaway County High School, and Isaac Darnell, senior at Marshall County High School, on the podcast, and being able to spotlight them as special seniors in our ministry, and really excited about today to have another senior spotlight that I'm just, man, I love this guy. This guy's like a part of my family. Caden Moeller, another senior from Marshall County High School.
What's up?
What's up, Caden?
What's going on?
I'm so excited to have this guy. Like, again, I could go on and on and on about how much Caden means to me, to my family. And he's just a fun guy. And so I can't wait for you, audience, to get to meet him if you don't already know him. So, Caden, we've already said that you're a senior in Marshall County High School. Mm. How long have you been coming to Hardin Baptist Church? Mm.
So, kind of complicated in a sense. So, I've been going to Hardin Baptist Church since my grandma started going. And I want to say that was late elementary school, but like when I was truly going, if you get what I'm saying there, wasn't until my sophomore year after basketball. So, I guess right when I was like 16 years old.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Like that spring semester, mm-hmm. sophomore
yep.
year.
Right
which
after
we'll
basketball.
Get into like what took place during yep. those times and months after
yep.
Here soon. Spoiler alert, mm-hmm. the Lord saved Caden.
Yep. yep.
But so you've been coming to Hardin Baptist for a while. You've been a member for what, a little over a year. We'll talk about that. But before we get into the spiritual side of things, what are you involved in outside of church? You're really involved in church.
Yep.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
But what are you involved in outside of church?
What am I involved in? So I would say like the main thing, like if you were to ask me, like, oh, I play basketball at Marshall County High School. This year playing football.
Let's go.
Yep. It's gonna be fun.
Yeah,
game coming up this Friday.
Yeah, the time of this release, yeah. right? You will actually, it'll be 2 days ago.
Right.
You played Crittenden County.
So we just beat Crittenden County. Like,
yeah, 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 yeah. So
no, but football, basketball, and just recently gonna coach for a middle school team. I'm super excited about that. It's such a blessing. Cool. That is one of the main things I'm really looking forward to.
Is that
for
South
year.
Marshall?
Yes,
is that right?
South Marshall.
Okay, so you're coaching middle school basketball at South.
Yes.
Awesome.
Sixth grade. And then, really involved with my friends. Like, if I'm telling you this, I'm going to call out all friend groups at Marshall County High School. We have the best friend group. We have the best friend group. We hang out the most. I mean, there's not a night where we're not doing something. It is. I'm super involved with my friends, and those are my guys. I couldn't do life without them.
Yeah.
But other than that, man, like, family's big. I love my family. Love my dogs. I think that's about it.
So, me and Isaac last week talked a little bit about Marshall County basketball, but obviously, so you decided to play football this year.
Yeah, yeah.
What made you want to go out? Because, I mean, you hadn't played. Have you ever played football before?
Basically, no. Like, fourth grade. So
okay, and now you're a senior and like,
yeah.
I'm ready. It's time.
Yeah, yeah.
So kind of what went into the decision-making process of, man, I really want to play football this year?
Yeah. So, I mean, just recently, since I've technically been playing football for about a couple months now with the spring season, and now we've really kicked it up the gear, and now we're week one with Crittenden, but
yeah.
Back at the end of last year, junior year, I remember just it was more in a sense like I just felt just, I don't know, this urge just to do something new, really.
Sure.
And my best friend, Nealon, quarterback at Marshall.
Yep.
Sure, a bunch
Shout
of you know him.
Nealon.
Shout out, Nealon. Really convinced me to play football. So
cool.
I was like, all right, it's my senior year. Might as well do it, do something new. And as I joined the team, so we got morning practice, 7 to 10. I don't remember being informed about that, but I found out very quickly. We have morning practice. So,
yeah.
But no, just jokes. But truly just, I felt, I asked myself this all the time, like, why am I playing football? Like, why am I doing this? And I go back to the, I know why, because I felt this urge, this random urge just to play a sport that I haven't played since fourth grade that I probably wouldn't just get an urge for no reason.
Yeah.
I felt called by God to truly be around the team, be a light to those who are in darkness, and it's been amazing thus far, but
it's awesome.
I'm excited for the season. Super excited.
Oh, I can't wait. I'll be there on Friday night.
Oh, yeah.
I'm hoping for a big Marshalls win, hoping for a great season.
Yep.
Like, so is it – because I never played football, and I always wish I would have, but I think when I got into high school and, like, say, hey, you should come play football, my fear was, like, man, like, I know baseball concepts, I know basketball concepts, but football concepts are – it blows my mind. Like, I love football.
Yeah.
But I don't know football like a whole lot of people know football. So has it been tough just to, like, learn the game?
Absolutely.
Because watching it on Sundays and Saturdays is a lot different than actually getting out there and playing.
Right.
So.
So funny story, kind of similar to what you just asked me. So Camden Story, he just decided to play football. So we're watching film, and one of the linebackers' so-called names, like a point guard, is a, like, people don't be like, oh, that's a point guard, but they know the name of that. But this is like a linebacker's name,
okay,
and that is a Mike. And we're watching film, and Camden's like, I think it was the second day we're in there. He can't even truly practice yet because he has to like go through all this stuff to get full pads on. But anyways, he was like, who is Mike? And we all just looked at him and just started laughing. And I remember being in his shoes when I first started because I'm just like, what is going on?
I would have had no idea.
No.
You just taught me something.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Right. I just like have – it's – in a sense, it's come natural to this point. But when I first started, they're showing me like coverages on defense. And I was just like, oh, my gosh, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
And then like learning plays and remembering plays compared to basketball plays. Yeah. It's just, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's gotten a lot easier over time, and we have super good coaching staff, super blessed to have those guys, and they have really brought me along very well.
Yeah.
And I've grown a lot since my first day, I can say that.
Now, I love the coaching staff at Marshall County.
Yeah.
Man, Cody Sipes, that guy. Coach Bloodworth has always been super, super kind to me.
Mm.
And so just, man, I'm excited about this season. Yeah. Like, again, this episode would be 2 days after the game, but I'm hyped, right? Let's go.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't think anyone from Crittenden's listening to the podcast,
Hope not.
I just feel totally safe saying go Marshalls for this Friday night. So that's really, really cool. So I had both Hallie and Isaac do this, and it's a tough thing, but I'm going to put you on the spot here. I want you to try and describe yourself to the best of your ability in three words or less. It can be a phrase. It can be three individual words, but who is Caden, but you only get three words to say it.
Okay. Who is Caden? Who is Caden? I would say I love to be – this is one of my words. It's comfortable.
Comfortable.
I'll give you, for an example, like Isaac's family. Like, I am around their house all the time, and you could ask Carissa, I'm like her other kid. And I'm just comfortable. Like with you, I'm just comfortable. I get super comfortable, and I feel so loved, and then I get comfortable. Like, I see no reason to be hesitant. Like, I feel so loved. I'm going to love you back. I'm going to be comfortable.
So you're taking off the shoes. And
right.
Like, okay,
absolutely.
I'll stay a while.
Absolutely.
That's good.
I'm super comfortable.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nonchalant.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
What's another one? I'd say I'm chill. I'm pretty chill. When I'm with my boys, like, I can have some energy around them, bring the energy, but then I can be super chill. So comfortable, chill. I like to say I'm loving and to my friends. And that is – so I was reading this book today by John MacArthur about the disciples and reading Peter, reading why did Jesus change Peter's name.
Yeah.
And I want to say to myself – Jesus is calling me to be so much more loving than I used to be. Because, like, through school, through middle school, through elementary school, this Caden kid, like, that's a jerk. But now, like, I don't want to be no longer that Caden. I want to be a loving Caden, just as Peter is no longer Simon, but Peter. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
So it was just, in that sense, like, I just want to be so much more loving. And do I fall all the time? Am I kind of hateful to my friends at some point? Absolutely. But I want to be as loving as I can towards my friends and my family.
That's good.
Yeah.
So comfortable, chill, and loving.
Yeah.
That's awesome, man.
Yep.
Yeah. So if God changed your name.
Yeah.
If you could change your name. So, you know, if we all came, when we came to Christ, if we got to choose a new name.
Right.
Hey, old Chase is dead, so now I'm Buster.
Oh, that's that your name?
yeah. So I'll be Bussin', you know. So
yeah,
what are you? What's your name Buster, change? We talked about tonight, like at Impact, you know, like, you know, Jacob becomes Israel.
Right.
He's no longer the deceiver. Israel.
I'm gonna go with a Donald. Donald.
I don't Bro, don't be Donald.
I wanna ear Buster, I'll be Donald, bro. Yeah. Donald loving. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I think of Donald Trump and Donald the Duck. Like, you can't be lie. Donald.
Yeah, immediate name came Donald Trump. I was like, I'll be Donald.
Donald. The Lord saved me and changed my name to Donald.
Yeah.
Let's do, you might have heard it, let's do a speed round on some of your favorite stuff.
Okay, yeah.
So it's just like, man, what's your favorite blank? And you, one or two words. Now, if it's a trash answer, might have the answer explain a little bit more.
Okay,
all right.
All right,
what's your favorite TV show?
Oh, favorite TV show.
Do you watch TV? Is this
not really. Can I do a Netflix show?
Yeah, that's what we do too, yeah.
Okay, Netflix show. Ooh. Okay, so I'll do the Any Given Saturday. Have you watched SEC football?
So it's on my to-do list before week one.
Right.
I want to watch week one of college football. I want to watch this.
Yeah, okay, I would say that's my favorite show right now.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, that it's like a docu-series.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah. We'll get some notes later on that.
Mm.
So favorite TV show, it's called Any Given Saturday?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Let's see. Big UK fan, right?
Big UK
Who's
fan.
Who's your favorite UK basketball player in the John Calipari era?
Oh, okay. Speaking about John Calipari, big debate among my friends are like, you know, Mark Pope's better, and I like to argue with him. I think John Calipari did a great job.
I mean, right now there is no comparison. Like,
right.
You have to say Calipari's
Absolutely.
Better right now. Like,
Absolutely.
He won a national championship,
yes.
Multiple Final Fours, and
right.
Mark Pope was great, and he's going to win national championship too. But right now, Calipari's better
for sure. Yeah. He just retired the other day. John Wall.
Wall.
Have to be John Wall.
Yeah, he's one of my favorites.
Or sorry. Do you remember Reed Travis on the Tally Hero?
Yeah, he transferred from Stanford.
Yes. That was my guy.
I love he
That was my guy.
He was massive.
Yeah.
Goodness, he was
massive. Yeah, he was.
It's like that grad transfer grown man strength.
Right.
It was insane.
Yeah.
John Wall's one of my favorite. Tyler Ulis, being a little guy, like Tyler Ulis was one of my favorites.
He's up there for me as well.
All the point guards like in the Calipari era.
Right.
They're very few that I not like.
Yeah.
Okay. Favorite soda?
Soda. Not a big soda guy, but
good.
If I had to choose one, definitely Dr. Pepper. I can't lie. There's a fridge over here, and I opened it, and I saw one, and I was tempted to get one,
Pepper.
But I just didn't.
Yeah. Do you call it soda? Do you call it Coke? Do you call it pop? What
soda.
Do you
call it?
Yeah,
I'm a soda.
I find it so strange that anyone would call Dr. Pepper Coke.
Yeah.
Or just use
People
the word
do that?
Pop. Apparently.
Really?
You call it dinner or supper?
Ooh. Dinner.
Yeah.
I change it up, though.
Dinner.
It's not...
Yeah, I
like what's
I
for
know.
Dinner and what's for supper?
Supper. I don't know.
You're not just a big supper guy?
I like dinner.
Mm.
Let's see. Let's do one more favorite. Man, what's your this is going to be a good one. Okay. Test your history knowledge.
All right.
Oh, gosh.
Oh gosh.
Oh. Favorites. Let's just change it. Favorite school subject.
Lunch or PE?
Lunch or PE?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
I was like, okay.
If I had to choose one,
yeah,
and I don't like choosing one, I'm going to be honest. I'm sorry, teachers, if you're listening to this. But I feel like they know this, if I'm being honest. Favorite subject? If I had to choose one, I'll go with history.
Okay.
U.S. history.
I love U.S. history.
Yeah. It's very interesting to me, isn't it?
Yeah.
Or sports history. I had that with Mr. Brockman.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, love that guy.
Yeah. Neighbor.
Yeah, that's right. Okay,
yep.
Yeah. Which, can't wait to get into the story soon because it's just, man, it's cool. Okay. Yes. So those are some of your favorite things. Anything, just last thing here, anything random that, like, just the average Joe doesn't know about you? Isaac had one that was like, that's so weird, bro. I didn't know that. He listened to Hamilton. Alexander, the Hamilton soundtrack. He did. Okay, I think like eighth grade, maybe.
Oh, gosh.
Maybe freshman year. He listened to the Hamilton soundtrack before basketball games.
Oh, I was like, wow.
I didn't actually want to know that.
That's yeah, that's wild.
So what is something random about you that maybe I don't know or someone doesn't know?
Okay. Something random about me.
These are hard.
That is hard. I'm trying to think. I mean, I'm just another guy.
You're just a chill guy.
Yeah. Comfortable, chill, loving guy. I'll say this. I went to Callaway.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, a lot of people don't know that.
Yeah. I moved from Callaway to Marshall, and knowing last year's rival, if like somebody were to ask me, like talking about when I moved, and like somebody's like, "You're from Callaway?" And I was like, "Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. No offense to Callaway guys, I love them,
yeah,
but it's a rough history."
Was it so? Boston Bishop,
yes.
Weren't you Boston Bishop and Jonah Butler all on the same team?
Yep,
bro,
we
that
sure
team
were.
Had to go undefeated.
Yeah,
you got Boston Bishop, bro.
Right? Yeah, Boston got buckets.
Yeah, let's go. Yeah. Shouts to Boston. Oh, that's good. Yeah, obviously you could probably tell your audience, man, just really love this guy. We chat, we have fun. He's easy to talk to, great guy. But, man, what we love to talk about and what really connects Caden and I is the fellowship that we have with one another through the blood of Jesus Christ.
Mm.
I got to see this guy come to faith. I got to see him put his faith in Jesus. Got to be a very small part of that story. And man, so let's just turn the page a little bit. And could you tell us here, Caden? And there's actually a podcast of your testimony. You and Ava Moore went on together and shared your testimonies. But tell it one more time to us. Man, what's your story? How did the Lord save you?
All right. So my story really begins in, couldn't even really tell you, fourth or fifth grade. I don't know the exact date when I made a profession telling others that I came to Christ and I got saved, when in reality I did not. At a crossings camp, and during that time when I made that profession, I made that profession based off of the motives of I'm super scared of hell.
Yeah.
Now, is it wrong to be scared of hell? It's not wrong to be scared of hell, but should that be your number one motive? No.
That's right.
And I remember you made a sermon about that, which I'll get into in a minute. But so that happened in like fourth or fifth grade. And after that happened, I viewed that profession as I'm going to come to the Lord. And then after I do that, I'm going to live life how I want. And I did. I, up until July 31st of last year. Up until that point, I lived in sin. I lived in regret. Like I said, I wanted to be a loving person. I lived in regret of how I treated people, and I just never could seem to stop treating people in that way. And then, throughout all that time, not only was I living in regret, but I was living in really doubt of my own salvation. And I was constantly asking God just to save me, because I was just like, well, what is going on? Like, why do I continually run back to this question of mine in my head? Am I truly saved? And I continually went back to that, and I continually told myself, you know, if I do better, if I get better at that, like, it's all going to be good. It's all going to be good. I'm going to heaven. But it runs back to the point of what I'm scared of. I'm scared of hell. And so during that time period, it was a really hard time period, and that time period was full of trials, and just super difficult times that without Jesus makes it even harder, truly, and it shows you that we do live in a broken world, and our need for Christ is just elevated the time and time again. When I went through those trials, I was shown how much in need I was of Christ. So fast forward to sophomore year. So sophomore year comes around. Isaac is not in Christ at this point, actually. He asked me, so basketball season ends. We go to Rupp Arena, if you guys are wondering. We won the regional championship. Sorry, I didn't have to. My bad. But after that, Isaac invited me to church, and he had before, and I was just like, ah, I don't want to go. I mean, the basketball season, come on. I got more things to focus on. Like, that was truly my mindset behind that. And I got a text from you, too. You were like, hey, man, like, you know, come to Harden. Same thing. I'm like, oh, but the pastor's text me now. I guess I should maybe give this a shot. So I come, and I want to say, I'm not for sure on this. I don't remember if the first sermon you preached when I was there was, why do you want to go to heaven? And that was that was the sermon. I don't remember the details of all of it.
Through the book of Revelation, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And the questions you asked of why you want to go to heaven, the possible answers were, do you want to go to heaven because you're scared of hell? As soon as you said that, I was like, oh, that's me. And then the correct answer being, you want to go to heaven to spend eternity with your Lord and Savior, Jesus. And that hit me hard that night. And I want to say I even sent you a text, like, oh, this is a huge wake-up call for me. And I thought it was. I thought it was a huge wake-up call. And during this time period of thinking there was a wake-up call to truly lean on God more so than I have been, and just trying to give him everything without repenting of anything.
Yeah.
And during all that time, it was still super hard and still lacking of genuine faith and endurance behind it all that was steadfast. And fast forward to the summer. Gosh, do you know the date of when Isaac got saved?
I don't.
July something, I think. Isaac, don't get mad at me. But so I remember that night, I was in McDonald's drive through and he calls me and he's like, I just got saved.
Yeah.
And I was kind of in that moment. I was like, this guy wasn't saved? Like, whoa, if this guy's not saved, uh-oh.
Yeah.
And like I said, I lived in doubt throughout the time period of just from the profession of fourth grade to July 31st. I lived in doubt of my own faith, and that night I truly questioned my faith. I was like, I don't know where I'm at. I truly don't. And I was felt super convinced that I wasn't in Christ. And so Isaac, I remember him texting me. I don't know if it was that night or the next night, which he was in the Chicago, so it might have even been when he got back. But he texted me and was like, man, like, my lifestyle is, like, about to completely change. And in a sense, he was like, I need somebody to do it with. And I'm not just going to be like, no, I'm not doing that. So I was just like, absolutely, man, like, I will do that with you. And I think it was about a month, like I said, in June when he got saved, and I got saved in July. And it was during that month I just felt God pushing me to do something. So what did I do during that time period when I felt him pushing me to do something? Deleted Snapchat. You know, that wasn't worth coming to peace over. Like, it just wasn't what truly God was calling me to do. And yeah. After deleting Snapchat, I remember just like, oh my gosh, this is it. I feel so good. Yeah, I just didn't help whatsoever, and I was still super confused and super lost and super not at peace and super unsatisfied.
Yeah.
And then, on this very same podcast, is it a channel? Is that what you'd call it? We Got Now channel?
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, on the We Got Now channel.
Ooh, wow. Sounds good.
Yeah. Isaac came out with the podcast of his testimony, and yep. I listened to it. And I had a basketball workout that day, I remember. And I was listening to it, and I was so convinced. I was like, I'm not saved. I know I'm not. After just listening to his in-depth story of his testimony and how he came to faith, it just convinced me over and over and over again in my head that I'm truly not in faith, looking back at my own story. So then I listened to it again. And I had to listen to it twice just to make sure, you know. And I remember going to the basketball workout after that, and I was not focused whatsoever. It was a pretty rough basketball workout, to say the least. But after that, I remember texting you.
Yeah.
Guys, this guy does not reply. So I'm over here knowing I'm just not saved, and this guy doesn't reply for 3 hours.
3 hours. That's insane.
So he ends up texting me back, and I was like, I'll just call you. So, very start of the phone call, this guy's like, and I'm saying this guy because at this point he was just this guy. Like, he wasn't my guy, Chase. Like, it was just another guy.
Yeah.
And I knew that he was knowledgeable of the situation I was dealing with. And he was like, I live right down the road from you, man. And I was like, okay. Like, okay.
Small talk.
That's cool. And as after that happened, I want to say it was like an hour-long conversation. It came knowing and pretty well known between the both of us on the phone call that I wasn't in Christ. Mm-hmm. And after it was pretty well known, you were pretty much asking me, like, okay, like, what now? Like, okay, like, you know you're not, what now? And you're like, you can go to your room and kind of be in prayer and then call me back, or you can come back to me tomorrow. And then I remembered, this guy lives right down the road from me. And I was like, okay, no, like, I want to do this tonight.
Mm,
like, I want to be with you. I want to talk about this tonight.
Mm.
And, oh, I forgot about this. Go back a couple. During the phone call, during that hour-long time period, you asked me something. And I'm always going to remember this. You asked me, you said, do you believe that your sins, your personal sins, are on the cross with Christ? And I remember just hearing that and my heart just dropping.
Mm.
And I was like, no, they're not. No. So after that, after the, I told him, like, I want to do this tonight. So I drive down to his house and I put my sins on the cross with Jesus. And I come to know the true gospel. I come to know my true Savior, that being Jesus.
Amen.
But yeah, that's my story.
Amen. Oh, thank you so much, bro. Like, I've heard it many times, but it's just, it's wonderful to hear a story and to know that the words that are being said are true, right? Mm-hmm. And you're so thankful that the Lord has saved you. It's clear and obvious that you're a new creation. You're bearing fruit in keeping with your repentance. And man, it's just been an absolute privilege to have a front row seat in a lot of ways to watch the Lord save you and grow you up in Christ.
Mm.
So that was not this July, but last July.
Yes,
man, last July. The same thing with Isaac. There, it seems like so much further ago.
I know. It does
because it's just the rapid sanctification that both of you have undergone to the glory of God, to the praise of God. And so over that time, you got connected to our ministry a couple months before that.
Yes.
And then you got saved that summer. What's God done in you during our time in our ministry? How has, and this isn't just like, oh, say great things about Hardened Students,
right,
but I love to hear it, and it's a Hardened Students podcast.
For sure.
How has the Lord used Hardened Students to really shape you as a believer in Jesus?
Right. Yeah. Man, just the surrounding believers within the student ministry, like, it's incredible. And I go back to the fact, it's just like thinking about, a normal youth night and maybe even what I thought I was getting myself into when I came to Harden the Wednesday night for the first time, and thinking to myself, like, we're about to go play games, it's going to be chill, all of this. But in reality, we learn about Christ, and it's all centered around Jesus and what he has done for us. And going along with that, you have people around you who are in complete support of you, who are guiding you, whose hand is there with you, who's going through the same things that you go through. Like, it's amazing. And go along with that, the D group, that we had last year, it was amazing spiritually and just really just gaining so many fellow friends. Truly, it was awesome getting to know each of those guys dearly and learning what they go through and them hearing what I go through. It was awesome.
Yeah. I'm obviously super partial and biased, but man, I think like what sets hardened students apart, the two things you mentioned there is the word of God and the people of God, mm-hmm. right? The word of God is going to be held up high. Mm-hmm. We're going through Malachi right now, just right. verse by verse. And week after week, the mission is really clear. Hold the word of God high and say, thus says the Lord.
Right.
This is good news. Let's believe it and cherish it. And then you got all these people of God around you who are encouraging you, who you're encouraging, who you're holding accountable, who you're doing evangelism with, all these different things. Like, the Lord's doing an incredible thing in so many lives because of his word and because of his people. And so, yeah, no, I agree with both of those things. And just praise the Lord that he's done those things in your life as well. What about just individually? Let's start with this one. What are some of your favorites, or we could say, what are some spiritual disciplines that the Lord has used in your life that you just find really, really helpful?
Right.
Like Bible reading, prayer,
yeah.
fasting, whatever it may be.
For sure. I would definitely say reading.
Yeah. Praise the Lord.
Absolutely. I'll just say what I'm reading right now. I'm reading Numbers in the Old Testament.
Ooh.
Yeah. And just thinking in a sense of like, if you would have told me a year ago that I would be reading an Old Testament book in Numbers, it's just crazy to me.
Yeah.
And I'm just truly so grateful for, like you said, the sanctification that I've had through God alone.
Yeah.
And I'm just super blessed and super thankful that he continually, when I fall, is picking me back up.
Amen.
And guiding me through, like he did in Exodus, or not Exodus, but Numbers with the Israelites by cloud and by fire, and when to sit still and when to continue to go.
Yeah.
And it's just continuous guidance over me and my whatever, my spiritual disciplines or my just choices, my life. I'm just beyond thankful that God has been able to guide me through all of that.
Yeah.
So I would definitely say reading.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean reading, right? It's it sounds bland, but me
right.
you know, and I think a lot of our listeners know it's not.
Yeah.
Man, like the word of God daily is what the Lord uses to feed our souls and to cause growth and to reveal himself to us. That's what the Bible is. It's God's revealed word to us.
Right.
So there ain't nothing boring about it. And so we can take a book like Numbers or Leviticus that may be like, bro, you're reading Numbers?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, and it's awesome.
Yeah.
Like, I'm reading Malachi, but I'm also reading Ezra and Nehemiah, which is kind of one of those things, like, you can get bogged down in it. Like,
right.
It's Ezra and Nehemiah, but hold on. Like, the Lord is doing so much through his
right.
word.
Yeah.
You mentioned it, but maybe through Numbers, or maybe it's through an experience you're going through. Mm. What's some things, or something, that the Lord is teaching you right now in your life, maybe based on your own spiritual disciplines,
right.
maybe based on gathering with the community at Impact or on Sunday mornings. Yeah. What's the Lord teaching you right now?
Man, I'll just go off of something I was talking to Isaac about today. When just sharing the gospel with people, evangelizing, just wanting and pushing them like super, super hard, really, but you have to run back to the number one motive, like why are we doing this?
Mm.
And it's because we love them.
Yeah, that's right.
And I texted Isaac today, like man, like I feel so pushed just to love them even more, just to love them. And I would definitely say my motives, 1,000%, my motives, and I got something else too. But my motives, 1,000%, of like, why am I making this choice in this moment? Like, why am I going to play football?
Yeah.
Why am I going to sit by this guy at lunch? Why am I going to talk about this subject? You know what I'm saying? Like, my number one motive has and hasn't been at some points, but it has to be because I love them and because I love Jesus.
Amen.
And I want them to come to know the love of Christ.
That's good.
Yeah.
That is so good.
And then something else you talked about with Andrew this past Sunday is just choosing faith over fame. Continually, I do get so self-absorbed, whether that be through a sport or just popularity maybe, or just whatever it is, social media at times, just so ran off of my own self, fame, and I'm so self-absorbed with myself. And then just hearing that message that Sunday, you did a great job, by the way.
Thank you.
But hearing about Andrew and him being a bridge.
Yeah.
Truly, but he's not truly known. Like, he's really not known.
People forget about Andrew.
I forgot about Andrew. Yeah. I didn't know.
He doesn't care, though.
Right. You know? Exactly. And that's the point, is choosing faith over fame.
Yeah.
And that was just, that's something that the Lord has truly, once again, picked me up multiple times throughout, because I've fallen over and over again with that.
Yeah, and I think it's the natural inclination of human beings, right?
Right.
Like, everyone wants the mic. Everyone wants the stage. Everyone wants the spotlight. And the Lord will give it, right? Like, but it's the people moving in the shadows, the Andrews of the world, that are really, really significant. I'll use a brother Ricky, you know, not all Christians need mama bot suits. Some of them need the blue jeans. A lot more need the blue jeans, right? You used that illustration a couple weeks ago.
I've never heard that.
Yeah, so
I like
that. Man, Peter, he's got his mama bot suit on. He's got the mic, and he's also the goofball. He's the one that's always messing up because he's in the spotlight probably.
Exactly.
But Andrew's just low on the scene, and yeah, I'm connecting people to Jesus. This little boy, I saw him in the crowd. I got to tell Jesus, hey, Peter, I just met the Messiah. Let me introduce him.
Yep.
And, man, in a world that wants to be Peter, I want to be Peter.
Right.
But maybe I should be more like Andrew. So that's good.
Yeah.
Good. Okay. Who are some people who have deeply
I've been waiting for this question over here.
Deeply impacted your walk with Christ?
Okay. First and foremost, 1,000% you, dude. Like, just being able to, for one, being so welcomed. As soon as I walk in, I remember, I'm never going to forget this. I walk in the door to the Wednesday night, the very first time, and you're just like, dude, what is up, Caden? You dap me up, and I'm just like, wow. Like, I don't know how to explain it, but you were just so genuine and upfront and loving to all of your students here, and it's just amazing to see the light of Christ and just your generosity throughout the whole youth is just amazing. Like I said, there's not many youth Wednesday nights doing the stuff we did tonight, and like you said, we're reading Malachi. Like, what youth Wednesday night is going to read Malachi? But I mean, all in all, yes, it's glory to God, but like, you have done an amazing job, and I'm just super, super grateful for you, man.
Nah, thank you.
Yeah,
I appreciate that.
For sure.
Yeah, the glaze, bro. I appreciate it. I really do.
All right. I'm going to quit glazing Chase.
Yeah.
I'll say Isaac.
Yeah.
Isaac. Amen. Yeah, he's done a great job of just being there for me. Like, he's like a brother that I just could, I wish I always had, truly. Like, he. All right, that's my guy, for real. And
it's
a good
guy to have.
Yeah, I would do absolutely anything for that dude, and I know the same is for me.
Yeah,
but he has been there just continuous, like, days when I'm just super lost. I'm like, I don't know what to do in this situation. Been there with wisdom and just never seemed to be frustrated at any point with me. Like, he's so genuine and loving and upfront with me, even if I make, like, a stupid mistake. He's like, yeah, I got your back, dude. Like, I'm with you through this. And I'm just super grateful for him.
That's awesome.
But other than that, I'd say you two are at the top for sure.
That's awesome.
Yep.
I like to be there with Isaac. That's good.
Yeah.
And I know, speak for him too. We really appreciate that. And obviously love you more than words can imagine. Like, more than words could describe. Truly. And I was actually telling one of your football coaches this today. I talked to him. I was like, man, like, Caden is more like family to me than a youth student. You know what I'm saying? Like, isn't Caden one of your youth students? Like, I guess. You know, like, I just don't think of you like that. I think of you like, it's just, we don't have the same last name. But, like, we're brothers, you know. And so,
absolutely.
I just really feel like an older brother and really thankful for it.
Yeah.
Man, we are running out of time, but I do want to end with this question because we can go as long as you want here. You're in your senior year in Marshall County, and man, the Lord has saved you. You're walking with Christ, a huge passion for evangelism, zealous for people to come to know Christ, opportunities to preach, and you've done incredible expositing God's word.
Thank you.
What's next for you? Obviously, you got football season, you got basketball season, you're graduating, all these things. But what's after high school? And it's okay if you have no idea.
Yeah.
But
I would definitely say right now,
yeah,
what I want and what I feel called to do is, for one, like, I want to be super involved with kids, be super involved with students and teenagers, and which is whatever opportunity comes with that. Like, I'm coaching a sixth grade basketball team, and like, those kids, being around them, like, it's great. It is amazing just to be around them and being able just to, when they're lost and they're really idolized the sport, just to bring them back and be like, guys, is this truly everything? And the answer is no. That's and so I feel so blessed to be around those kids, and I feel super called as well. Now that I've been around the kids so much, like, okay, like, maybe this is what I want to do. So right now I'm running in my thoughts. I want to be a teacher. So I'm going to go to Murray State Education.
Awesome.
I want to be a teacher, and then also want to go to seminary after Murray State, most likely. And I want to get involved with the ministry, whether that be a youth pastor job that pops up.
Yeah.
But I just want to be super involved with the kids and also be a part of the youth, rather than be a youth pastor. And I feel like it's going to go so hand-in-hand so well with just being involved with that many kids. Yeah. So,
yeah.
Yeah. Right now, those are my thoughts right now for the future, in a sense. Yeah.
Yeah, and I feel like Lord's giving you such a gift in those, obviously, opportunities, but he's giving you gifts, you know, to be able to share the gospel with young kids, with teenagers, with friends, with peers. And so, man, I'm excited. You never know what the Lord's going to do. But,
for sure.
It is fun to me. I feel like the Lord could be calling me to this, and I'd really like to do this. And so it gives the audience, which I already obviously knew those things, but gives the audience something to pray for you about. A lot of these people will be part of our church, and it's like, okay, now I have a way to pray for him and moving forward. And so, man, this was so fun.
Yeah.
Again, this is going to release on Sunday. Obviously, we hope we have a good outcome on Friday.
For sure.
And looking forward to a good season, looking forward to basketball season, looking forward to your senior year, looking forward to D group, all these things. But, man, above and beyond it all, just trusting that the Lord is going to do something incredible in you this year, through you this year. And so thank you so much for coming on the We Got Now channel.
Yeah.
The We Got Now podcast with another episode of A Senior Spotlight.
Yeah.
Next week, we have Briley Garland, a senior at Callaway County High School, coming on the Senior Spotlight We Got Now podcast. And so until then, listeners, peace.